You're listening to SBS News.
Just an hour outside Fiji's capital, Suva, water is lapping up against people's homes. Lavinia Magoon has been living in the village of Togaru her whole life. She says she's too old to leave.
Well, the government is telling us or wanting us to be relocated. And I told them, not at this old age, not this time, I'm too old for that, to go back and to start all over again.
Next door, Maria Brown and her husband John are also fighting the effects of climate change. Maria says she's seen just how quickly the water is rising.
Before, like if you want to see somebody coming down the beach, you have to walk right out, eh? And then you can see the person, eh? But now I can just stand in the porch and I see who's coming down, who's going up, eh? That's how fast the climate change, eh?
The Pacific is bearing the brunt of climate change, experiencing more severe weather and rising sea levels. Climate diplomacy expert Dr. Wes Morgan says this makes it a critical area of discussion for this week's Pacific Island Forum.
Pacific Island countries have been saying for decades that the single greatest threat that they face, the single greatest security threat they face, is climate change.
The last time the forum joined in person was in 2019 in Tuvalu, with climate change at the heart of talks. But since then, they say not enough action has been taken. And now Jess Collins, Pacific Research Fellow at the Lowy Institute, says a leadership dispute is threatening to destabilise the group.
Kiribati pulling out at the 11th hour of the Suva Agreement is significant. It raises questions about the role of regionalism and the sustainability of the security architecture of the region.
Several Micronesian countries made the Suva Agreement, allowing the current Secretary-General, Henry Puna, to remain as the head of the PIF, and then pass the baton to a Micronesian leader. But Kiribati wasn't part of that deal. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has reflected on its decision, but says the forum will continue to work together to tackle the issues, including climate change.
There had been some division in the past from time to time. That will occur. It's unfortunate. The decision that Kiribati has made, but we'll continue to work constructively.
The government has announced it will provide an extra $2 million to Kiribati as it faces a major drought. But the withdrawal of the nation could weaken this critical diplomatic channel as China continues its work to increase its presence in the region. Jess Collins said the move could benefit a third party.
Kiribati will now be isolated from the security architecture, and of course that benefits China, and of course it raises the role of China in this process as well.
Meanwhile, China says Australia is the root cause of the diplomatic tensions between the nations. Beijing has issued a four-point list of actions for Australia to take to get the relationship back on track. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi issued the demands in a bilateral meeting with Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong. But Anthony Albanese says the nation won't give in to the demands.
Australia doesn't respond to demands. We respond to our own national interest. I'll say this. We will cooperate with China where we can. I want to build good relations with all countries. But we will stand up for Australia's interests when we must.
As the water rises, so does the pressure build on the leaders to act. Krishani Danji, SBS News.